Sometimes this game just doesn't make any darn sense. Look at the box score, the stat sheet. Bemidji State won the game last night, 4-1. Maybe 4-2 with an empty netter late. Nope, Bemidji State lost 5-2. BSU outshot the Mavericks 32-21, outface-off the Mavericks. The game, for the most part, fairly even, and the Mavericks won 5-2. Wide awake in the middle of your nightmare. You saw it coming, but it hit you out of nowhere. And there's always scars when you fall that far. We lose our way, we get back up again. It's never too late to get back up again. And one day, you gonna shine again. You may be knocked down, but not out forever. Those three extra goals, all scored by the same guy. Mark Michaelis, the hat trick. One on the power play.
Shy for Brickley. Right back for Shy. Blue line middle. Into the right circle. Michaelis tries to go cross ice. Hit traffic. Gets it back for Shy. Back over for Michaelis. What a shot and a goal. Mark Michaelis in the right circle. That was a nifty backhanded pass over to him. Power play goal for the Mavericks. 2-1.
Brendan Harris lost his stick behind the net, and that created really what was a 5-on-3. And with the 5-on-3, you can kind of do those kinds of plays.
One shorthanded.
Jerry Fitzgerald, Beaudry, Charlie Combs, Adam Brady, and Jay Dickman. Shorthanded, Michaelis. Michaelis bouncing puck, shoots and scores. It was bouncing the whole way down the slot, and he just chopped it right over the shoulder of Michael Bitzer. Shorthanded goal for the Mavericks. It's 3-1.
Well, pretty lucky bounce, but that's the great hand-eye coordination these players have. That thing bounced up, and he hit it right about his shin level, it looked like, and got it up and over Bitzer.
And one empty netter.
Picked up by Mark Michaelis Biss, and he's got a hat trick. An empty netter hat trick for Michaelis with 1:07 left. 5-2.
Well, again, that's an aggressive forecheck, and you could just tell that Bemidji State just couldn't get in flow back there about who was going to go where and what was going to happen, and it's a pretty easy empty net goal at the turnover at the blue line.
The Beavers looked okay in the first and third. The second, their coach wasn't happy.
We played bad the second period, though, Schultz. We got, you know what, we got what we deserve. It's a three-period hockey game. It's 60 minutes, and we can't play two periods or 40 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
The great thing about college hockey is if you lose on Friday night, you always have another game to play on Saturday night. Sweeps are next to impossible to get in this game, which all bodes well for the Beavers tonight. That is, if they get back on their skates, work their tails off for 60 straight minutes. The Mavericks got game one. Who will get game two? We'll find that out next. The Noosa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. To get back up again, you may be-